This is how we do it. Shh. If you saw that meme this week that had a picture of a white man with a funny mullet, and underneath it, it was spelled his name, H-O-W-I-E, last name, D-E-W-I-T-T, and this is how we do it. On top of it, if you like that, then you'll love this. Hi, welcome to Get Wood. Won't you sing along with me? It's a theme song. Bam! And you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. I'm broad, I'm broad, I'm broader than Broadway. Come on, everybody, sing along. Yes, I'm broad, said I'm broad, said I'm broader than Broadway. And I'm a diddling, 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 diddling. Diddling myself, and it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours, and we'll make a good goulash, baby. Oh, yeah. What time is it? It's time for Get Wood with Jess Wad. Sound like I said Jess Wad. Ew. You guys, I said Wad. Hey, before we continue on with this brilliance called Get Wood Podcast, let's just first take a look at these darling fruta. I have some apples on my ears today, and if you're not watching and you're just listening, please tune in to the Watch, because you can see these beautiful handmade small business ownerships, ships like as an anchor, apples as in your eye. The Babes at Babel Studio. Please go and follow the Babel Studio. And if you use GetWood15 on the checkout code, you will get 15% off of your order. So get out there and get in there. And if you hear any noise, it is voice from late as night. You're going to hear maybe some construction yawns beyond the sea somewhere. Beyond the sea. You may hear some knick-knocking and chick-chocking up around and about, but don't you worry. We're just getting some new units in the building. I said unit. Anyway, hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name's Jess Wood. I don't know if I said that to you already, but hello again if I did, and hello for the first time if I didn't. It's so great to see you. It's so great to have you here. I actually earlier just, whilst I was putting my notes together for the big show today, I was watching an interview that I had gotten done with a few of my castmates from the play I'm in, the best punk rock band in Conway, Missouri, playing at Up Theater Company in Inwood, the 3rd through the 20th of May, Wednesday through Saturday. Come on over and see that. I love doing commercials. Anyway, the interview was on the MNN, which is the Manhattan Neighborhood Network, also on YouTube, a delightful interview that I did share. But I want to tell you, I must have been so nervous because if and when you do watch said interview, my friends, you'll say, geez, Jess, when did you get like a baby voice? Why you got like a baby voice going in your interview voice? And I will say back to you, no idea. No idea. Just like the deer on the side of the road, blind. No idea. Shh. Are you in the mood for dad jokes? Just real quick. What do you call a nurse with dirty knees? The head nurse. Shh. You got it. You knew it. I didn't have to tell you the... Anyway... It's a very special and exciting time right now to be in because, as I said, I am getting this to do a play in New York City, which is beyond beautiful and lovely, and I'm so excited, and I'm having the best fucking time. So also, hey, rest in peace, Harry Belafonte. I always like to give a little shout if we've lost anybody. I did put myself in the corner. Baby puts baby in the corner. I am in a strange and lovely mood today. Thanks for seeing that and for supporting it as well. Also, thank you for your monetary support all the last couple weeks. Listen, I've gotten more buttered rolls than I know what to do with, and I thank you for that. I really do. No, I appreciate it. It's helped me pay my bills and get on the motherfucking subway train, which is what brings me to my first and most exciting, I feel, of all stories of the week. You know how I love to tell you about my adventures on the subways, the subways of New York City, because I love action, I love people, and at the same time, I hate action, I hate people. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm a human being who's quite mixed up about what they like at what time. And here's why I love the idea of being gentle with ourselves, like being flexible and gentle with ourselves. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm in practice of this. Because we change so often. Like, we change our minds and we change what we want and we change what we... Hopefully you're giving yourself the flexibility in that. It's so fucking freeing, I gotta tell you. Because when you hold so rigidly on to ideas and, you know, this is my judgment on this, it gets you into trouble. And what the trouble is that I say and that I've seen, and I'll tell you about in a second, is that you lose living in the moment. You heard? Word. So anyhow, this is what I'm going to explain to you about the subway that I take the other day, the A trains. Okay, I'm on the A train and I'm going into Inwood, which is way the fuck uptown, 207th Street. And for some reason on Sunday, there were a bunch of tourists on the fucking train, which I already don't like. It already makes me a little like, all right, what are you guys doing here? Which, you know, they're like, it's great here, New York City. It's so safe and comfortable. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I want to make a t-shirt that says, make New York dangerous again. Anyway, she's a little bitter sometimes. So I'm on the train and I hear a bit of a ruckus down at the other side of the train where you can't really hear exactly what's going on, but you do hear a fella yelling, okay? So I look over and it's a very tall black gentleman and he's yelling about something, but I don't know, you can't tell if it's menacing or if it's fun or if it's, I don't know, I'd hate to make a rash judgment about what the fuck is going on in the car down the way. But I will tell you again, I'm surrounded by a bunch of people that look like they just got here or they're visiting for the weekend. They are not comfortable on this subway, as comfortable as your pal Jess is. So I'm sitting there and he catches my ear and I think, oh, okay, let's take a look at let's see what's happening down here. What's this brother up to? And he makes his way over to us and I hear him, now he's in earshot, and I hear he's doing jokes. He's got bits, he's doing jokes. I almost said literally and then I almost said basically. You guys, what's happening to me? I'm falling apart in front of your eyes. I had to take a breath because he was doing Rodney Dangerfield style comedy on the train. He was yelling about his wife, but like he was doing bits. You could hear when you got to hear his cadence and his dialogue, it was all jokes. So I'm sitting there and I'm laughing and I'm hearing him and I'm laughing and these folks around me are not laughing. And they are already, this is what it felt like to me, y'all. And you can comment and leave me a DM or whatever you want to do, but here's the thing. I feel like a lot of people, a lot of us human beings have an idea and a judgment about something and then we just hold it and we hold on to it so strong and grip it so hard that like even if something's coming around that's showing you it's not what you originally thought it was, you can't get the fuck out of your own way to see what the reality is. Do you hear what I'm saying? You do. I know you do. So I'm there and I'm laughing and the folks around me are looking at me like, bitch, stop laughing. You're going to invite a crazy man to yell at you. And I even said out loud, he's got jokes. This man has jokes. And I'm like, and I'm laughing. And they're like, like they can't believe that. Don't say that he's joking. Don't say that he's a joke. I didn't say that he was a joke. Fools, if you open your goddamn earlobes, you can hear the fucking ear canals, ear holes. So let's go get dragged. Okay. So anyway, he is coming over and he's the jokes again. I'm dying from his jokes. They're so fucking funny. He says, all my outfit, it's designer from Park Avenue. He said, this is all designer from Park Avenue. And then he starts naming parks, Central Park, Washington Square Park, Tompkins Square Park. I was cracking up. And then he looked at me and he goes, you get it. You get it. And I said, yeah, I get it. And I had one single dollar in my wallet. And guess who got that one single dollar? I was like, sir, great jokes. Hell yeah, thank you for the laughs. He takes the dollar and he goes, you know what? You get it, and I thank you. And I got to tell you, people come through here with cups, shaking cups, and they make more than I do, and I'm out here working. And I said, fuck yeah. I said, you know what? You deserve way more money than them. You deserve to be on a stage somewhere, to be doing comedy somewhere. And he was like, you get it. And he goes, and listen, I don't talk about the genitalia, and I don't use any curse words, and maybe people don't even like that. And I said, I don't know about that, because I do all those things. So, you know, what are you going to do? And then he walked off with a smile, and we were both happy. And then the lady next to me, I looked at her and said, listen, I'm a comedian, so I understood the cadence, I understood the thing. She still didn't want to talk. Nobody wants to fucking talk anymore in New York City. Like, I'm like, come on, you see me out there, you better fucking talk to me. You better talk to me, talk. So I was called authentic a couple times this week. And if you know me, you know I love that word. It's like delightful, one of my favorite words ever in life. Because why, Jess? Well, the younger kids call it gatekeeping when you need to know that if you're wearing a shirt with a band that you have the songs, that you know a couple songs. Listen, our lives depended on it. When we were kids, if you couldn't answer about something that you were wearing or somewhere where you were and you weren't down with where you were, you get the fuck out of here, you fucking poser, and people call you out. But now, anybody could have a tattoo, anybody could have colorful hair, even like Trump people have that kind of shit, and it's sad because then I'm like, hey, we're not the same. And yeah, very much so, not. So anyway, speaking of these things, the authentic shit was real tough when we were kids in the 80s, like real heavy, like people really testing each other. Like I said, our lives depended on it. So because I'm in this show and I'm with a few cast members who are around my age and we're all the same generation, we were talking about like, what was your first concert and who, you know, who did you hang out at school with and what? And so I was like, Pink Floyd, did you guys get into Pink Floyd? I saw Pink Floyd like later, you know, like, I don't know, 90 or something in LA Coliseum, and they had the flying pig and the bed, and they were like, no, not Pink Floyd. And one of the guys goes, you know, the kids who wore the Pink Floyd shirt at school, they were like, you know, scary. And I was like, really? And then I thought about it and I was like, yeah, you're right. The fucking Pink Floyd shirt wearers and the Black Sabbath shirt wearers, these were the kids who had a tougher edge about them. They seemed to have a tougher life. Like, I didn't know any kids that were really into REO Speedwagon that I was hanging out with, because they were fucking like, I'm not all out of love. I never had any fucking love to begin with, you know? And it was real edgy, very, very edgy. So authentic, it is a compliment, but I feel like now it means something a little bit different, because now most people don't really say what they mean or say what they feel or ask for what they need. And so a lot of times I'll just blah, you know, just kind of shot something out. And people go, wow, she's really authentic. She's a lot of authenticity. And now I think authentic just means a bitch will say anything. She'll tell you all the things that she feels. And you know, I think it's missing. I think that's what's missing a lot in our society. Like earlier, I was listening to Eminem. Come on. Don't you miss him? I kind of miss him. Like, I feel like, not that he died or anything, but I miss hearing him take the piss out of society and talk shit and kind of give, you know, kids the outlet to talk a bunch of shit about shit and not care. I mean, come on. One of my favorite lyrics ever in life is, I'll put anthrax on your Tampax. I mean, shut up. That's genius. And don't get all sensitive on me now. That shit is fucking beautiful. He talked about Columbine. He talked about putting, you know, talking about too much violence, but the parents are mad at him, but how much violence can you cause with a pen? You know what I mean? Shit was deep. Shit was interesting. Shit was something to think about for the kids, and they kind of had more of an outlet and talking mad shit through the music. Now I feel like
Yeah, no, you know what? It's lacking. We're lacking in that place where kids are allowed to like talk mad shit. You know, you're not allowed to say anything anymore. So then everybody gets all pent up and everybody's all paranoid of each other and shooting each other when they open the wrong car door. Do you know what I mean? Pardon me. Could you hear that? I shouldn't have eaten that bagel before. But really, so Eminem, I miss him. I just have to say that I miss him. And, you know, when people used to ask me, like, agents and managers and shit, when I would go into, like, an office and they'd interview me and they'd be like, so who are you like? Who are you like? And I'd go, Eminem. And they'd go, no. Who are you? And I go, Eminem. And so nobody really liked that. But I still stand by that. I don't see what's the matter with that. Also, George Carlin. Listening to George Carlin last night and thinking to myself, who do we have right now who's talking about real shit, putting it out there, dangerous to talk about what he talked about because he was breaking down real shit. Want to know one of the things that he talked about? Yeah. Rich people, middle class people, and poor people. He said, you know why we need poor people? To scare the shit out of the middle class to make them go to work every day at their fucked up jobs. And that's exactly right. George Carlin, rest in peace. If George Carlin were here right now, we would make him run for president. We cannot have this. Why are we getting, this is like a fucking do-over. This is like Groundhog's Day in a horror movie. This is like The Last of Us has like an addendum to it and it's all happening again. What the fuck is happening? You know, so come on. And yes, I love like John Mulaney has a special coming out and Cat Williams is talking about stuff and Joy Coy is talking about things. Liz Winstead, Lori Kilmartin. Sure, this is a handful of comedians that are definitely talking about things that need to be talked about. But on because we're so inundated with so much media and so much information all the time. KISS, KISS, keep it simple, stupid, which is the way to get all the followers, all the viral shit. Why? Why is it simple is best for everyone? Because you just don't have enough fucking brain power? Because we just think like, I think what I think and fuck you. Because we all have our own podcasts and we all have our own TV shows, it feels like. And we have our fans and our listeners and we get validation on our thoughts. Like we can never think that we're the only ones that no, we have to just allow the commentary for the world, the bullshit going on in the world to come out and not be so fucking always winning. You know what's winning? Mediocrity. You know what's winning? Fake faces. You know what's winning? Auto-tuned voices. The fuck, you guys? What the fuck? All right, calm down, Jessica. Calm down. I won't calm down. I won't. Hey, guess what? Vagina nails are trending. I know it's a good segue. Vagina nails are trending. And I'd like to say thank you. Thank you to my friend Shauna, who sent me said article regarding vagina nails trending. Now, maybe some of you thought, vagina nails? What does that mean? Like that you're in your... What I'd love it to mean is that everyone's in their vagina, not so much with the nails, but like that we're all touching ourselves on the regulars. Vagina nails, it's just a look. It's just the look on the nails. And let me tell you something, looking a lot like the frotas that is on my Babes from Babel studio earrings, they had frota on the nails and the little seedlings on the inside look like a little vulvalistic delightfulness. But my fave were the 3D vagine cunt. As my mother would say, cunt. The cunt, Jesse, why don't you just say cunt nails and just get it over with? The kids know what you mean. The coos, the nails that look like a coos. That's what my mom used. My mom called it a coos. It's so disruptive to a child, a girl child, the cunt and the coos. It's just, and neither one of them is right. And you know, you shouldn't go to school with that kind of wording in your mouths. Teacher, I have to pee. My cunt hurts. Like, it doesn't look good on a child. Anyway, the vaginal nail art is trending, and it so makes me so thrilled. And I'd like some, you know, Holly, thank you for saying you need some cunty nails, because I think everyone deserves a good pair of cunty nails just to face the day, even if they're press-on. You know, cunty nails by Lee Press-On. So get your press-on nails. This is how we do it. And what else? Oh, God. You know, it's been a second since I've had a little penis inside of me. You know, the penile inside of me. And speaking of cunts, mine has been empty for months. And I have to tell you, I do miss the penis. And I had a... You know, I commented on someone's DM, I DM'd in someone's comment. You know what I mean, you fuckers. I commented on someone who had posted something in their DM, a gentleman that I find quite attractive. And he commented back, and somewhere in his comment, it said, let's do it. But he was referring to let's do it as in, like, let's keep this momentum going, because I was commenting on, you know, kind of a hustle, you know, get your hustle on, keep it going, keep it strong. And he said, yeah, you know, let's do it and keep it going. And I got visibly shaken in my body. Like I may have had some moisture happen in the bottom half. And I really was like, huh. And he said, let's do it. But he meant it like, let's continue to work. I took it as, oh my God, he said, let's do it. Oh Jesus, I gotta shave. You know, like, you need to calm down is what you need to do, woman. Woman, put on a dress. And so I couldn't even message him back. I was like, be still my coos, be still my cunty nails. Whew, when a DM goes to your crotch area. So, I am speaking of getting excited, speaking of cunts and coozes and cocks and getting excited here. Have you watched Marie Antoinette yet? Look, I haven't been watching a lot of TV because I've been, you know, busy gal, but holy smokes. You know, I think they were like Game of Thrones did a lot in with the kind of fantasy middle ages thing, but a lot of sex, a lot of man ass, and a lot of kind of interesting accents, and they were like, we're doing Marie Antoinette, and we're gonna make titties up to the sky, and titties up to the chins, and hair up to the sky, and oh my God, the sex scenes, let me fan myself whilst I explain more about this show. You know me, there's subway stories, there's true life stories, there's sex stories, and there's reviews. I have to wipe my mouth. This is embarrassing now I'm drooling in front of you. The show Marie Antoinette, her brother comes to town to help try to work things out between she and her husband. And it's really one of my favorite things that I've ever seen just on television for real. Because, yeah, I think no one's speaking on it, Ron, because it's about a woman who wants more. She wants more sexually, she wants more politically, she wants more. And she's so celebrated by the people that I think that the media is like, whatever. At least talk about her titties, for God's sake. She's gorgeous. All right, you watch. Oh, yes, my babe. Oh, little Nessie Ness. You're going to love this fucking show. So it's on PBS right now, but you can stream it on Hulu. I say stream it on one of the shows where you'll get to see the goddamn shadow of the cock. I was like, was that a shadow? Like, I screamed out. My poor roommate was startled. I said, it was a shadow of a cock. And it's so hot. He comes in, the brother, and he tells the this is not a spoiler alert, because I'm sure all kings had to have some sort of mistress or had to have some sort of instructional, sexual instructional. Do you see? Now, Marie, she was hanging out with all the French folk, and I'm sure somebody must have diddled her for a second under that massive amount of layers of petticoat. But she, because she kept saying, he's not able to please me as a woman. And he's like, I don't know. And it's so, burp, it's so hot to see the transformation of, listen, PBS left the cock shadow in. It was, you had to really squint and be looking for it. And you know what? They're competing. They know they have to compete with HBO now and Apple Plus. So Holly, trust me, turn it on. They won't be, they blop out the curses. They saw them out, but my God, there's, and the drama. Oh, the drama. It's so fucking good. Ron knows, he's a very cultured gentleman in my Masterpiece Theater. Yes. Quite a piece. It is quite a piece. And let me tell you, Marie's brother, he's got quite a piece on him. And then, so, you know, they got the funny hairdos and all. And I just have to say, it's such a hoot hanging with my pal here because she's so fucking funny. So the Marie Antoinette gentleman, kind of a curly cued on the side and then a long ponytail in the back. Kind of like a mullet, or kind of like a office in front and party in the back, but for the old ages. And then it was over, the episode, we were fanning ourselves, it was time for, we have to now lighten it back up at the mood in the room. And so we turn on Seinfeld, and it was the episode where Elaine meets the guy who's selling Jerry the jacket, and he has the same exact hairdo as in the fucking, so we're like, wow, let's bring it back. I see these kids, they're dressing like the 90s. Really? Let's see you commit to something like that, you motherfuckers. I see you, you kids, you're doing all the stuff. Marie's brother, oh God, he's a brilliant actor. He's hot as hell. You know what he looks like, ladies and gentlemen? A cross between Adrian Brody and Adam. What's the guy from? Adam. Driver. I love when you guys can see me struggle. Don't let him see you sweat is a lot of people's theories. Not mine. You know what? You can see the balls. Oh, dear. I also spoke to a man on the train who was asking for money or something to eat, and he said, and he obviously had a very intense mental situation going on, and he said, hi, my name is Peter. I often think it's interesting when people give you their name. Hi, my name is Peter. I'm homeless, and I really need some help. Thank you so much for anything. I'm hungry. Also, could you use something to eat? Okay, thank you. And he was just like standing there. And I do carry some snacks. So I was like, hey, yo, Peter. He was like, yo, Peter, I got some snack for you. And so he came over and he was like, thank you so much. Thank you. And I was like, no worries, Peter. You got it, brother. Have a good day. God bless, you know. And he's like, thank you. And he couldn't, like look me in the eye or anything. But it was so, I love these connections, these like moments of connection that we're able to have with folks, or, you know, that I'm able to have and that I hope you are as well, when you can go to, like, I don't know, you go to the grocery store, you go to the, you know, you're in line for something. Like, do you remember one of my favorite sketches of all times of from the Kids in the Hall was the pig? You remember when people were in line? I forget what it was called, but they were in line and they were like, oh, look, it's the flying pig. And the pig would be like, yay, hoo, woo, yeah. And it would kind of like just keep them company when they were in line. And they'd be like, oh, thanks, pig. And he, I forget what it was called, but, you know, one of my favorites that I can't remember the name. Oh, boy. What I can remember, though, is you all are the best. And I just can't even thank you enough for all your support and all your love. And yeah, that's right. It's the end of the show. I know it goes by so fast because we have such a good time. I love how much you're sharing this with your friends. I really can't thank you enough for sharing this and for being the flying. Yay! Hey, hello! Get Wood, a.k.a. the flying pig, a.k.a. the rabbit from Monty Python. Ah, boy, it's just a rabbit. No. So you all are my divine and delightful and fucking hot to trot angels and devils out there. I love you so much. I cannot stand how much joy this brings me to do this for you, to see you. Share it to your notes that you write to me in during the week that you about your excitement to come back and see me today. I feel like Mae West. Why don't you come up and see me sometime? Oh, and that Tuesdays are the best, and that WWJD, what would Jess do, and all the beautiful notes and things that you all send to me. And I just can't tell you how much gratitude I have for it. And listen, again, if you're going to be in the New York City area between May 3rd and May 20th, please come and see me in my off-Broadway New York City acting fantastical in the best punk rock band in Conway, Missouri, playing at Up Theater Company in Inwood, New York City. And actually, you know, my mother's from Inwood. My aunt told me my mother's originally from Inwood, so it was very exciting to know that I was in Inwood and with my mother's, spirit. I have been thinking about my mom a lot. And thank you guys all for all the love that you gave to me also regarding my mom and the post that I put up. I just can't get enough of yous. I'll take it. I'm receiving all this love and I'm putting it back out there for yous. Listen, have a healthy week. Rest a lot. Please rest and drink more water than you think you need to drink, because eclipse season kicks your fucking ass. If you've been really, really tired lately, listen to your body, babies. Just go and lie down. Just go and lie down. No matter where you are, maybe shut your eyes for a few minutes. If you can, drink a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot of water, okay? Because this energy right now, this energy right here, this energy right here. Oh, I can't get enough of Cat Williams. I love you guys so much. Please take care of yourselves and take care of each other. And don't lick a pussy or a tongue or a nothing that you don't like. Don't lick a toad you don't like. And don't suck a dick you don't like. And be nice to yourself. Practice it. It's really, really helpful. Let go of some things. Feel your feet. Enjoy your week. I love you so much. If you want to send me some dough, I would love it. Venmo is Jess-Wood-10. Cash App is Get Jess Wood. Listen, I'm trying not to remember anything but my lines right now, so give me a goddamn hug. Love you. Here's the notes from today. Bye. I love you. Bye. Yes. Yes, I do. I want to go now.